Good morning. Four people have died in three separate incidents on the Atlantic and Mediterranean coasts after falling into the sea. The deaths came amid warnings of strong winds and widespread rain across many parts of the country. Police said an underage male of Moroccan nationality and a German adult died on the Mediterranean coast near Tarragona. The German man went into the water trying to save the Moroccan youth and both perished. A man and a woman also died after falling into the Atlantic on the northern coast. The EFE news agency quoted local authorities as saying the man was of British nationality. Emergency services said that rescuers had recovered the bodies in two separate incidents that occurred around 10 kilometres apart along a stretch of coast west of Gijon. Coast Guards rescued 124 migrants, including young women and a person needing a wheelchair, from two wooden boats in the seas off the Canary Islands yesterday. One boat carrying 66 people was found 10 nautical miles south of Gran Canaria. The second, carrying 58, including two women, was found nearby. The EU border agency Frontex says the Atlantic route to the Canary Islands is currently the busiest route for irregular migration from West Africa into the European Union. The number of people making the perilous journey between January the 1st and March the 15th reached 12,393, compared with just 2,178 during the same period last year. The Ford Motor Company is considering making a new sports utility vehicle at its plant in Valencia, the company said yesterday. The group said this was still subject to a formal decision. Local media first reported that Ford was weighing production of a new passenger car at the Almofases plant, which employs around 4,800 people and currently only makes the Ford Cougar, after other models were cut back in recent years. And World Soccer governing body FIFA and its European counterpart UEFA have written to the Spanish Football Federation requesting a detailed update after arrests were made in a corruption probe last week. They sent a joint letter to the president of the RFEF's management committee expressing their concern and seeking more information. The RFEF fired two executives it said were linked to a multi-million euro corruption probe. Spain are one of the co-hosts for the 2030 World Cup, along with Portugal and Morocco. But the RFEF has been forced to deal with a string of off-field issues recently. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.